You all have a health problem. You must fix that health problem before you go to grave. Santa Vash, deli gönlüm. America, making people to become hitless and headless. Not carrying nothing. Not carrying, not questioning. Not questioning, not running after the reality that time. Running after foolishness only. The dirtiness of the world, nothing else. You all should put yourself together. Azrael is there. If he takes it, kaput. Finish. Dünya and ahiret. Don't think that Allah needs you, or you, or you, or you, or me. You need Allah. Dünya and ahiret. It's dünya, grave and ahiret. That's what you need. Allah doesn't need you. That's the biggest mistake today's arrogant people making. Thinking Allah needs them. Allah wants them for something. I am like this and I am like that. If you didn't build your connection with your Lord, you are completely nothing. Like worse than animal, Allah saying. Because animal is good for something. The man who did not build, meaning the man who's not running after the orders of his Lord, to keep it and to live according to that, he is worse than the animal, because animal is eating and drinking and is giving something back. The man is only eating and drinking and wasting, putting dirtiness, nothing else. Anyone who runs away from Islam, they're insisting 24 hours a day to live that kind of life. Anyone who runs away from tariqat, they're insisting to live that kind of life. For the only way for a man to be able to carry that, not sitting in your heart, I love Allah, I am Muslim, mashallah. How much of Muslim? By word? Saying the Shahadat? What believer must do every day? Live the grave life. Look at the dunya life. Watch the dunya life. Live what's going to happen if you're going to meet in grave. Definitely those they're not going to meet in the grave. The beloved you love so many, you're going to be in so much trouble in your own self that you're not going to remember nothing that time. Nobody. And you're not going to care. Because the problem that you're going to falling in, if you left something behind that is powerful enough to come to reach to you there for your help, maybe. Otherwise, if American government is guarantor to you, no help was reaching. It was going to reach the American government officials. So the believer is that one who's running after the valuable things. And the believer must know what is value. When the believer is running after, must know what is value. And what is value is not worldly. It's not a gold or diamond or buildings or cities. The value is the Shahadat. And the Shahadat, to carry the Shahadat, not say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. What is the meaning of the Shahadat now? I am believing and accepting only one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Accepting his laws and roles. I am believing and accepting one Allah. Believing and accepting what he put on me. That's what it means. And I'm also believing and accepting his prophet and his orders. Not through a tongue. First, action of shahadat through the tongue. Second action, must accept through the heart. The third action, you must put it in your life. If you are saying through the tongue, accepting through the heart, and doing nothing about it, I am Muslim. Shaitan is more clever than you. He's going to steal that away. If he's not stealing now, he's going to steal it when you are ready to go to this out from this world. Because that time you're not going to know which side to turn. And that time, Shaitan easily can take the shahadat away because you did not support that shahadat with anything. You didn't build that shahadat. If you are building the shahadat, it's going to show in your life. It's going to show in your daily life. And your daily life is going to change. Your activity in daily lives is going to change. Your thinking is going to change. Your aim is going to change. Your worrying is going to change. Your expectation is going to change. Everything is going to change. You're going to look at yourself saying, what are foolish things I was thinking? That I had so much valuable things to think. And I was worrying about the dollars or world or what I was going to eat and drink. That is the lowest self. So when people, they are in that situation, their shahadat is not at work. When their shahadat is not at work, you are not preparing yourself, you are not building yourself. When you are not building yourself, you're living like a grass and dying like a grass. Doesn't matter how small you are physically or how big you are. In 3 days, open the grave and look. If you want to understand that one perfectly, what happened, 3 days later, open the grave. In these days, you don't have to open the grave. Before they die, you see it. Some is able to hide it now, but the eyes they looking, they seeing, say, correct this part. I don't correct. Because they're looking, there is something wrong somewhere, and when you're going to give the bread of life, that part is not complete, so you're going to be failing. That's why they say to you, correct this part. Say, I know. You don't know. You don't see. If you see only with these eyes, you are not seeing. The animals, they see it with these eyes too. They see it better. They see it in the dark too. You don't see it in the dark. The animals, they see it in the dark. Fish sees better than you. Now how fish sees? How? Fish. Tommy. What? See? Playing game again, that one. How fish sees? This. Huh? How they seem?
Fish can see their reflection through the water.
Reflection through the water. Next time, he just made it.
Yeah.
Of course. His ego is not letting him to say, I don't know, Chef. He has to make up something. That is another portion. How fish see? How fish? Anybody knows how fish see?
All around.
So they see it better than you. You see it only the angle that you're looking. The fish seeing all around, physically. Reflecting. Yeah, the physical part. MashaAllah, you should give him a medal. Scientists, if there were scientific people here, now they're going to start thinking about that work. They're going to say, he said this. Must be something. Now we could start thinking on it. Philosophers. If you leave him, he's going to continue. If that's supporting that word. Oh, that's Allah. Thank you to fall in my hand. Okay. So. So the animal is seeing also with those eyes. And so many animals, they see it better than the man. The flying eagle is seeing so many high from highest station. When he's flying over the sea, he's seeing and he knows, and he comes on and he dives and catches right there. So those ones, they are seeing better than us. So now, you must see what is for you, what Allah is preparing for you. And if you are not seeing what Allah is preparing for you, you must go and look, find those who seeing and to ask for them. Say, what Allah is preparing for me, please. I am begging you to tell me. Me? Begging? Huh? Me? So big, that means you don't know the value. You cannot put your ego down. You don't know the value. So that means the shahadat value that you are saying, you are keeping it as the value of your ego now. Matter of fact, you're keeping it the shahadat value lower than that, because you are not putting your ego down to ask, to run, to beg, and to give everything if it's necessary to the shahada. As you all know, I say so many times, so how much you will change the shahada for? One room gold? No, come on. Maybe whole New York City? No. Whole world, they give you gold? You want to change the shahada? No. So how valuable you are holding the shahada? Let's see. Shahada is very valuable. So you're not changing for all those gold. Okay. So how valuable you are holding the shahada at that time? It's very open. You have a car? Yeah. And you go to market. Do you leave your car open? Who does it here? God say to me. I do it always, but I forgot so many times. You do sometimes. So, hey, your cars are junk anyway. Nobody's going to go in it. The value that you are showing to a car, you are lucking. You are not forgetting to luck. You are lucking that car. Right? Yes. What's in it? Nothing. Most of the time, if they steal it, you're going to get it from the insurance company, the money. Are you putting one lakh to that shahada that you have? You don't even know which side the enemy is going to attack you. It's standing in the open. You're not protecting with five daily prayers. You're not protecting with the zakat, with the hajj, with the fasting. So how are you protecting the shahada? How you are keeping the shahada alive? How the shahada is making it to continue? So the value that you are giving to a gold, tell me, is the same that you are giving to the shahada? No. If you have this room full with a gold, you're going to leave this room like that and going home to sleep. Which one is going to do? No, you're not gonna. You're not going to leave it here. You're going to bring it to the bank, saying, put it in the safe box for me. Because, you know, there is a guards there and police there sitting and watching 24 hours. You don't have the black gold. You have a couple of junk golds that you're wearing. So many people, they have it in their safe box. So the value that you are showing to that material, you are not showing to that faith that you are saying. So how you are claiming that that one is higher than? If you say, I'm showing value, then we say to you, why are you protecting that? Who's the guards? Who's the police chief of that protection? You? For yourself? Why are you not protecting your gold 24 hours? And you need to put it under someone's care. So you are protecting the Shahadat. By yourself, anytime, anywhere you want to go, according to your ego, you go. Anytime you want to eat, you eat. Anytime you want to sleep, you sleep. Anytime you want to do something, you do. You still say that you're protecting the Shahadat? Are you living according to the jadwal that Allah is putting down for you every day? What's jadwal? Jadwal.
Table.
Table calendar. You have table? Hours, minutes, table calendar? Are you living according to that table calendar that Allah is putting for you every day? Or you are living according to your ego now? Which one is it? If the man is claiming, I am the servant of Allah and I'm keeping my Shahadat strongly, must live according to that. Not according, my ego wants to eat now. Now, I want to sleep now. I want to go out now. I want to come in now. I want to go to work now. I want to come here now. I want to go there now. No, you're not living according to that table now. You're living according to your ego. When the man lives according to his ego, he's serving his ego. Allah is not accepting that servanthood. You are claiming that you are, but Allah is not accepting. Angels, they are not taking your worshipness from the first skies up. If the angels that is standing here and they taking it, when they reaching to the first skies, another angel sitting there saying, let's see the report cards. They see, I said, this is okay, this problem is not good, it doesn't pass beyond this. They give it back to those angels, it doesn't reach to the second. If it's reaching to second, the dirt, they check more carefully. Fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. If you pass seven, then beyond that, they put it in your box, you pass. Otherwise, your prayer is not accepted too. So, sit and think on it now. This verse is not new. You may have heard first time. But it's not said right now. These are the hadith of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, saying that time, reaching unto judgment day. You carrying or you not carrying, you're responsible. People are carrying the orders of Allah and His Prophet or not, they are responsible. Judgment day, they're going to pay a price. They're going to be questioned. So we're coming to original question to the end. Are we going to see our loved ones in the grave? She said. Depending to people's station. If you reach to high station, right away accounting happens to you, your calculation is up, you pass the test, they take you from there, they put it to the Baqa world, waiting station. Do you remember last night what we talked? What did we say? Important places to remember. Remember. In the airport. To remember, you say, yes. Subhanallah, he remembers. Allahu Akbar. Ambassador Club. So there is an ambassador club there too. They take them, they put them there. The Prophet and all other ones who passed, they are there. If the loved ones that you are looking for it, that they pass before you, if they reach there, you still have love to them. If they didn't reach there, that love is gone. Goodbye. He couldn't make it here. Why am I going to love this one? That means only thing was fake. It didn't reach to the Prophet's presence. Goodbye to you. Now everyone talks. I love Prophet. I love Allah. I love. And Allah talks, saying to us, say to them, Ya Muhammad, if they love Allah, they must love and obey you for Allah to love them. If they are sincere with their word and they love Allah, they must love and obey you for Allah to love them. So Allah giving answer to them directly, instantly, they were saying to the Prophet, why we have to listen to you? We love Allah. So the Prophet didn't give answer to them, saying, it's arrogance. The other ones, they say, why we have to listen to you? We are following Musa. We love Musa and Allah. Nasranis, the Christians, they said to him, why we have to love you and follow you? We have Jesus. We love him and we go. Some Wahhabi ideas that time too. It was Wahhabi ideas. Accepting what Prophet bringing as an ayat, but not accepting the Prophet. So they said, why do we have to follow you? You follow the ayats that you give to us. And the Prophet is not giving answer. And Allah sending ayat, saying to his Prophet, say to them, Ya Muhammad, if they are sincere, loving Allah, they must love you and obey you for Allah to love them. Otherwise, they are liars. I'm not accepting them. That word there continuing until now, until Judgment Day. You cannot change it. So the sincere love of Allah must make the servant to understand what he has to do and what is valuable to him and how he's going to carry that value, how he's going to protect that value. If you are not knowing how to protect that value, you're going to lose it. Shaitan is going to steal it away from you. You're going to think, I still have this value, but one day you're going to put your hand into your pocket looking for your money, but it's not there. What happened? Somebody steal my money. Not that time. Long time ago, they steal your money, but you think that it was there. Now you need it. You look for it. It's not there. It's gone. That is the time Azrael coming to take the life. Shahada. It's gone. Shaitan took it. You didn't entrust somewhere to hold it tightly for you. You lost it. Yes. Be careful, everyone. So many came to this world from Muslim mothers and Muslim fathers. They live according to the laws of Islam, according to their own understanding. They didn't put their ego down to follow correctly, but they were not able to go out with their shahada. And if you are not going out with the shahadat, you finish everything. Everything is gone. Goodbye. All life, they put one X, misprint. And no good. It doesn't fit to the criteria of Ahiret world. Put him to the other side. That is real. So real that my heart is shivering. As you like, you can take it much as you want. You say to yourself, I am okay. If you say to yourself you are okay, then you look at your book today. Say, 24 hours came to me from Divine Presence. How did I live that 24 hours? Every hour what I did. That time you understand if it's real or not. So, no exception. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, long as you are running for Him, for His sake, things running for you, as soon as you turn your head away, everything falls away. Until the grave, believer must hold tightly, otherwise the shahadat that he is taking, he cannot go out with it. And the whole key, whole secret, is to go out with the shahadat. Not how much prayer you make, or how much fasting you make, or how much, all this is to support your shahadat. If you make that much, you'll be able to keep your shahadat. If there is something wrong there, while you are doing it, you're destroying it. Nice tea, but if you put drop of poison in it, goodbye, you cannot drink it, can you? You may not believe to these words, what I just said to you. If you have a glass of water here, and 10 people here, and you all went out for something, and you came back, and that glass of water is still there. Everyone's water is there. And there is a person that you don't like, and now you find that person there, in that room also sitting. And that if that person comes and says to you, you know, when you were outside, somebody just put poison into that water. You still don't like that person. What do you think? You'll drink that water? Who will drink that water? Raise your hand. Sure. Most of the stupid one. Definitely lost.
Trust?
You will drink it.
Because you can trust the one that you don't like it.
You don't trust the one that you don't like it. Even if he's your enemy, he's telling you something, saying to you that when you was out, somebody put one drop of poison in there. You're still going to drink because you don't like him. 99% he is lying to you. 99.99% he is lying to you. What about if that 1% if it's true? What will happen? What happens when you get poisoned? Then you will go to judgment place, paying a price for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask you, saying to you, didn't I warn you through another servant? I didn't like that one. Huh. And change your place with this one now. So, intelligent. So that's what it is now. Now when you left alone, you don't even know where to use your intelligence and how. If you will be there, yeah, you will be drinking. Say, I don't like this one. He's not saying the truth. Then if I will be there, I said to you, don't drink it. Throw that water away. Get another water. You don't know how to use your intelligence. But if somebody around knowing how to using their intelligence, then that time, when you follow, you find safety. If you don't follow, no safety. But the intelligence is ordering to you. Even if that guy is no good, this glass of water doesn't have too much value, has big value, but I can change it. So why to drink it? Why I have to take that one chance? If it's it, I'm going to die. So that's enough proof that the man doesn't know how to use his own intelligence, especially when the danger comes. Because that time danger, you're acting according to your ego, and you're gonna be in trouble. Definitely. This works for you and for me. As Shyamalan is saying. But he said there something that, of course, he doesn't have that. But he just said it because some people lie. He said it is good people they like to speak. I don't really like to speak, you all know that. I don't like to say, but I have to say certain things. Because for you to understand a little bit, to give you warning to you and to myself. If you take it, you will win. If you leave it here for me. All the words I say is for me. In the judgment day, you'll be responsible. They will say to you, you heard these words.